Let's go to Michael calling in from Georgia. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Ellen, how are you tonight?
Wide awake. Hello?
Good. Hey, is this the greatest country in the world?
Oh, I don't know. You know, everyone basically risks their life to come here. Hell, they'll even get gang raped just to get here. But I don't know. I guess that means it's pretty great, Michael.
You know, but you tell us that our government for 70 years has been poisoning us with a campaign of fluorinated water. They've created GMOs to make us weak and sick and fat. They have actually created vaccines to make us autistic and poisonous. You tell us our vote is it's completely rigged. Our election system is corrupt like a third world government, like a banana republic. You tell us that our government was beyond 9/11. Our government was behind Sandy Hook. Our government was behind Oklahoma City. Our government was behind Boston bombing. That our government is evil. And Democrats, you say, are domestic terrorists. Half of my neighborhood, you consider Democrats are domestic terrorists. And this is the greatest country in the world?
You're damn right.
Oh, okay. Our government poisons us. And
where would you rather live? Hold on. This is a great conversation. A, are you disagreeing with any of the things that I'm reporting that you're claiming here?
Well, absolutely. Because the American Dental Association, which I believe Alex's father's a member of, says fluorination of water is one of the greatest things that's ever happened as far as dental
really?
Cavities.
Point me to the scientific study that shows ingesting fluoride is good for dental hygiene. Point me to that study, please.
Well, it's the American Dental Association that says it. Look on their website. So you say our government sprays chemtrails in the air to poison us?
Dude, so we have a corrupt government. You're missing the point. The concept of America and independence is what we love, and that's what makes this country great.
Well, the country's great, but our government's poisoning us. The government's great, and they're actually...
Yeah, they're sold out to globalism. They're sold out to eugenists. That's what I'm trying to stop.
What about
at least I can still try to stop it.
What about Saudi Arabia and Trump? You believe they did a $110 billion deal with them? But
yeah, I don't like it. I don't like Saudi Arabia bombing Yemen. I don't like Saudi Arabia being head of the UN Rights Commission when women don't have any rights. I report on all of this.
Oh, but Trump's all for them. He's in their back pocket. They're in his back pocket. You don't care about that?
I do. What are you talking about? I just said it right here. What do you mean I don't care about it? I report on it all the time.
You, but you're totally for Trump. You cannot criticize.
Yeah, I'm for Trump. Oh my gosh, I'm not a cult member, and I realize Trump's not perfect.
No one said he's perfect, but right now he is actually capitulating. They murdered a reporter in Turkey, and if every single sign leads to that. You told us. I saw Alex Jones cry like a baby. Oh, so bad. Oh, he bombed Syria. He's crapped all over us, Trump. And the next Monday, he was fine with it. You look like a fool sitting next to him. All over us. Seriously, you sat there looking like an idiot next to Alex as he cried like a baby. I've never seen Anderson.
Yeah, you're right. He cried because we were being led to believe that innocent people in Syria were getting bombed and that our president was going along with a false narrative, which maybe he did capitulate to a little bit. And yeah, we didn't like it.
He cried like a baby. What kind of psychologically screwed up person cries like a baby, Owen, on TV? What?
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, These formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Floralife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
If I was NPC, it'd be 10001WOO0. But I'm not an NPC. Thank God. Welcome into the War Room, ladies and gentlemen. Not the fake Facebook War Room. That's right. Facebook started their own War Room in response to ours here at Infowars.com/show. As a way to try and combat our talking points, but we will not be defeated. Now, I have been at the Beto O'Rourke, fake Beto O'Rourke headquarters. In fact, guys, let's pull up the InfoWars Army Twitter account and let's just roll that B-roll while I'm talking about this. I just got back from the office less than an hour ago from the fake Beto O'Rourke headquarters here in Austin, Texas, and I did a live video. It's about an hour and a half long. We've got some highlights coming up from that live stream here in the second hour, and you're not going to want to miss it, folks. It was pretty amazing what happened. There were three highlights, really, but we're going to play the one highlight video. I get there, and in less than 5 minutes, an individual walks by and says, "Death to America, hail Satan." So we caught that on camera. And then in a shocking turn of events, we have a picture in a picture. In an even more shocking turn of events, he comes back and actually has a legitimate conversation with me and apologizes for saying those hateful things. And then we had a good conversation. Turns out he's a anarcho-communist who hosts a podcast that got banned from Twitter because of something he said about the royal family. And then we both agreed. He's like, "Why do we make a big deal out of a royal wedding? I thought we got rid of that crap." And I was like, "Yeah, right on. I'm not an anarcho-capitalist, but I'm a communist, but I'm not a big fan of the royalty wedding crap that we obsess over." So we had a couple things. Then we had a conversation, and then he went about his day. Then, since I'm at the Beto headquarters, there's all these people shuffling back and forth. See if you can pull that one up from the stream, guys. And there's this moment where they're like loading and unloading these pamphlets or something from a car right there. So there's like six or seven of them. Maybe, I don't know how many there were, but the whole video, and I'm trying to talk to them. I'm standing there like I'm a real person, and I'm just like, "Hey guys, why should I vote Beto? Hey guys, you know, why do you support Beto? What's going on out here?" And they all just ignore me like I'm not even there. No response, nothing. And this happens all day. That was one of probably, I'd say if I saw 100 people today go in and out of the Beto headquarters, that was one of five people that actually talked to me. And it was fine. He had a fair conversation, but then I blew his mind and he had to walk away because he said, well, you have to go back and watch the whole video. But he had a good conversation, and then he put out a talking point that I had a reverse talking point on that just blew his entire narrative out the window. And so he left after that point. He actually comes back after this. He goes in, does his thing, and then comes back out. But we're going to have the highlights of the NPCs. Well, actually, the highlight is going to be the guy that threatened to call the cops on me, then did call the cops on me, and then the cops showed up right as he was attempting to dox me, and I caught that on film. I just, you know, they think we're really that dumb, don't they? They really think we're that dumb. Like, this guy thought he could follow me to my car as if I've never been through this rodeo before. And then he thought he could get my license plate number and then somehow get personal information about me. Again, he'd be wrong if he assumed that. And I caught him in the act. And I called him out on it. And we're going to roll the video for you. So that's what we're doing. I didn't even have time to sort through all my news here today. I'm going to do that in the first break. But that's what, you know, that's kind of the concept that I have of the InfoWars Army. Now, I'm now banned. I'm not allowed to go back to any Beto headquarters, or they're going to file some charge or something, he said, against me. So that's fine. So I'm not allowed to go back to a Beto headquarter. I'm very upset about that, as you can tell. Oh, no. What am I going to do with my life? I can't go back to the Beto headquarters. Wow. My life is over. I'm an NPC drone that hangs out at the Beto headquarters. So it's all on the InfoWars Army Twitter account, and then I'm going to put it on InfoWarsArmy.com. But that's the whole point, is going out into the 3D world, going out into the third dimension, and confronting the NPCs, if that's how you want to look at it. That's actually amazing, that part that you guys were at. I get invited in. This is all going to be in the clip. I get invited in, and I tried to buy $100 worth of signs. I actually wanted to donate to the Beto campaign today. I'm not even kidding. I just leave this B-roll, guys. So I get invited inside. I attempt to buy $100 worth of signs. They tell me they're out of signs and that there's a limit. I walk into the next room. There's literally thousands of signs. And then this guy threatens to kick me out right here. There's the guy coming up right there. That's the highlight reel, is this guy right here. And then he tried to dox me. And I got it all on camera. And you're so dumb. You're so stupid that you don't even think about your actions impacting the Beto campaign. See, it was all about you at that moment. It was all about you being a big man and kicking me out. And I caught it all on film. And now everyone in Texas is going to see it, and they're not going to vote Beto. I just defeated Beto. You're welcome, Ted Cruz. You're welcome. This video will defeat Beto O'Rourke, guaranteed. If you're worried that Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke is going to win, share this video with your family and friends, folks. It shows you all the NPCs that are running the Beto campaign. It shows you this individual who attempted to dox me, which is actually not in that live stream. I had to film that on an iPhone afterwards. I shut down my iStream, and then he started following me. That guy right there, they lie to me. They say there's no signs available. Watch this. So he says he's going to call the police on me. Watch this. They said there's no signs available and that there's a limit. They have no signs left. I walk into the next room and there's literally boxes and boxes of signs. So what did we learn today that we didn't know? Well, nothing. But what did we learn today that we already knew? Beto O'Rourke voters are NPCs. And I sat out there for an hour and a half asking people to convince me to vote for Beto. Nobody could do it. There were a couple sweet old ladies that were really sweet, and they came and talked to me, and it was because of healthcare. And you know what? That's their issue. Fine. That's a bad issue to try to convince me with. I don't want the government's healthcare. That was it, though. Go back. That was the thousands of signs they said didn't exist right there. They told me there were no signs left. And I just walked. Oh, there's no signs left. Oh, like, I'm not going to walk into the next room? Like, that's what I'm saying. These people can't even think on a second level. They just say, oh my gosh, yeah, oh, this guy wants to get a sign. We don't want to sell him a sign. There's no signs left. I'm like, oh, really? I walk into the next room, thousands of signs. Oh, no signs left. And then they wouldn't even take my money. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have those clips. The entire live stream video is on the InfoWars Army Twitter account if you want to spread that and share it. Hey, this is what I do. They want to try to ban me. I go out and I work harder, and I go out and do like 5 hours of live content a day. There it is right there. Owen Schroyer goes live at Beto headquarters to explain NPC memes. And then I get the NPC army actually showing up. Amazing. Amazing. So I'm not allowed back at any Beto headquarters, and that's fine. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to go on. I really don't. But I'm going to find a way. We're going to find a way to do this broadcast, even though I'm not allowed back at the Beto headquarters. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sort through all this news in the break. I'm going to figure out with the video clips and everything, and we're going to have a great broadcast. Roger Stone is going to join me in the second hour. We're going to have the highlight of me going live in the NPC world at the Beto headquarters. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And if you would do me the great favor of, during this short break, going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting the InfoWars Tank Man t-shirt, getting the Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death t-shirt, getting the Hexagon logo t-shirt, or 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line. 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line. Do me a favor in this short break. Go shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and then I'll see you on the other side.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got all the news organized here, at least somewhat. Looking at some of the video clips we've got coming up, including the highlights. The video and the story is at InfoWars.com. I went to the Peter O'Rourke headquarters here in Austin, Texas, in a Trump hat. And, well, what ensued, you could have predicted, because with NPCs, you can predict everything. Just like in video games, since the invention of video games, you learn the pattern of the NPC to beat the next level. To level up. Oh, that little Goomba walks that slow, and then I jump on his head and hit the brick, and then jump on the turtle's shell, and then knock the other brick, and then get the star, and then finish and beat the level and level up. That's right. That's what the NPCs are for. So we're going to have those highlights, but there's a lot of breaking news going on right now. Some White House intrigue. Across the pond, a famous Hollywood actor, British film icon Michael Caine, supports Brexit, says unelected EU is fascist. You will remember Michael Caine. He was in The Dark Knight as, come on, guys, I'm slipping right now. What was the name of the assistant in Dark Knight? No, it's in all the Batman movies, really. Alfred, thank you. He's Alfred in The Dark Knight. He was also in the original Kingsman. I'm trying to think of all the films he's been in. Austin Powers dead. Wrong. It was his Faja. Dirty, rotten scoundrel. So the point is, it's, I mean, major Hollywood fame. Everybody knows Michael Caine, and he says that he supports Brexit and that the EU is fascist. Here's why it's such a big news story, because here's a man who has the courage to say so. It's almost, the news isn't that, oh, look, the EU is fascist now. Michael Caine says so. Wow, now I get it. No, it's that there are men alive today that are brave enough in Hollywood to actually say it like it is and not be NPC. So that's why, and who knows, you know, people like his work, so maybe they look into this. They say, Brexit, that's a good thing? They never say that on TV. The EU is fascist and unelected? I've never, what? So then they look into it, and then, oh, funny how that works. It's like, for example, today, I have these people, again, this, I can't believe it's honestly, the whole hour and a half of this video that I did today is incredible. And usually when you do live streams like this, man on the street style, it's kind of tough to sit through all of it because there's some dead space. Not in this one. Multiple people came up to me today and they said they want higher taxes so that we can get more tax revenue, so that we can get more tax. I said, no. Historically, it's been proven you cut taxes, you get more revenue. And I explained it all and I told them the numbers out there and they just say, no, that's not true. It's like if you go to the EU and you tell someone, did you know the EU is unelected? They'll say, no, it's not. But then you say, Michael Caine said so. And they say, really? Huh, Michael Caine said so? Well, I'll look into that then. So you got that going on. Meanwhile, since we're in the international news spectrum, this whole Khashoggi thing keeps getting more and more interesting. Now there have been connections made to Princess Diana with this deal. And I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not even trying to cover it, but because, again, I'm going to see where the cookie crumbles with this deal. Because there's clearly some, basically, like, there's a civil war in the United States, a cold civil war. There's a cold civil war in Saudi Arabia, but it's also hot, just like it really is here, but they just won't report the truth. Here's the funny thing, though, because this is in the Washington Post today. On Khashoggi, the Trump administration is softening stance towards Saudis. Now, there's no doubt that there is legitimate, this is legitimate to say. But it's not, because when has the media ever covered anything when it comes to Saudi Arabia? I mean, does the Washington Post, in fact, maybe you guys should look this up. Has the Washington Post ever covered Saudi Arabia's bombing of Yemen? Has the Washington Post ever covered Saudi Arabia's treatment of women? But then when Trump says, you know what, I'm gonna trust the new prince here, and I'm gonna wait to get all the facts to see what happened with Khashoggi. But I mean, look, because I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm gonna be shocked if it turns out they cut this guy up with a bone saw. What goes on in Saudi Arabia? And you look at the journalist's background. Again, I don't support anyone journalist getting killed, but you look at the guy's background and you say, you're really going to go into the Saudi consulate in Turkey? I mean, you'd think he would understand the dangers of that considering who he was, again, but there's other things out there about who he may have actually been. So it's all just swirling out of control. But for the Washington Post or CNN or any of these news outlets to say, holier than thou, Trump needs to be stronger on Saudi Arabia. You have been ignoring anything going on in Saudi Arabia. You support Saudi Arabia being the head of the UN rights, the Human Rights Council. So it's just, I'm not going to sit here and have the Washington Post or CNN or the New York Times lecture me about how Donald Trump needs to be tougher towards Saudi Arabia. We report on what goes on in Saudi Arabia while you ignore it until it's advantageous for your political agenda. But now, Saudi who arrived in Turkey day of Khashoggi disappearance dies in traffic accident. So now they're trying to pin another Saudi death on the, I guess, royal family. Or to Trump, really, is what they want to do. Say, see, Saudi Arabia's bad. It's Trump's fault. It's like, Saudi Arabia is doing nothing different than they've been doing. You just haven't reported on it. Then you have Vladimir Putin. Russia will go to heaven in event of nuclear war. In fact, we should just have that clip. I'm not saying we should roll it now, but let's make sure we have that clip because we'll play it, even though it's in Russian. It's just powerful to hear him say that. The exact phrase, I think, was, we'll go to heaven as martyrs. Attackers will die as sinners. Or dogs, as one translation had it. So I don't know if Putin is saying there's any real threat to this. I don't know if this was just a question that a journalist was looking for an answer or a sound clip, but basically saying if anybody tries to strike Russia, the whole world's going to blow up. And they don't care because they're going to go to heaven. And everyone else will die to hell as dogs. So that's just the state of the world that we're in right now. So we're going to go to break. We'll be back on the other side with maybe that clip and then some other video clips. But again, in the break, folks, do me a favor. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. You were at InfoWarsStore.com in the last break, and you were searching around, and you landed on some T-shirts you like. You landed on some supplements you might like, but you didn't finish the process yet. So in the next break, finish shopping. Get your brand new InfoWars Tank T-shirt. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off or Super Male Vitality for 50% off. It doesn't matter. All InfoWars Life products are 50% off right now. All InfoWars Life supplements are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping store-wide. So finish up your shopping.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I want to, I mean, I'm being serious. I'm not saying this tongue-in-cheek. It's like, I really thank God. This sounds goofy, but it's like, I really thank God for putting that turtle shell right in front of that magic box that you jump in and then you get the feather in Mario. That's like what this is. It's like everything, the NPCs, like you can compare everything to a video game now, but just like the designers of, you know, Super Mario, how they put everything in there so you can beat the level, so does God. God gives you all the necessary tools to win at life. Be victorious. Have success. And it's just sad that people, but if you don't look for God, or you don't look for the signs, or you don't look for how to win, you don't look for success, you'll never have it. And in fact, there's a part of the video that we're going to play the highlights of later when I went to the Beto headquarters with my Trump hat, where a guy was talking about how the economy's no better for him. And I didn't want to say this to him because we were having a nice conversation, but you know, he admitted he had a problem with meth. And I wanted to say, you know, man, you know, maybe it's not the economy's problem for you. Maybe it's a personal problem you need to address. And I probably could have said it and it would have been fine. And he may have even been agreeing with me based on where the conversation went. But it's just, I just wish people didn't go out and look at themselves as victims, but instead of looking at themselves as champions of their own game, because that's what you are. And then we're all connected together. And when we all win, we all win. But if people don't want to win and they keep us all down, then that's just what happens. So you use them as NPCs to level up. So it's just amazing. In fact, I'll even tell you, it's like I'm standing out there. I'm supposed to plug, but I just can't help but share this. I'm standing out there and I know what's going on. I mean, I do things spur of the moment, but they're very well measured in my head. Trust me. And so I know what I need to do or what I can or can't do. And so it's just like a gift from God. Here comes God, and he just lightning bolts me an opportunity. And the woman says, hey, would you like to come in to the campaign headquarters? I'd love to. Thank you so much for inviting me in. And then what happens once I get in? Total video gold. Total video gold. It was this nice lady right here. What a sweet lady she was. What a nice, sweet lady this lady was. And she invited me inside. She genuinely was trying to convince me to vote Beto. There are about three or four people that came by that genuinely tried. That's about 5% of the people that are apparently working for Beto's campaign are actually campaigning for him. Go figure. So that's what you get. We're going to have these highlights. I keep pontificating. I haven't even done a real plug. So unlike the Beto supporters who run his campaign that won't even campaign for him in front of the campaign headquarters, we know that our audience will campaign for us. We know that our audience will go to bat for us and will swing and will hit home runs. And that's why at InfoWarsStore.com right now, we have huge specials. They're huge. They're bigger than a horse face. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements. And that includes, since it's everything, it includes everything. Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Ultimate Bone Broth, Secret 12, Vitamin B12, The Real Red Pill, Knockout Sleep Aid, The Bodies. Oh, you know, I need to find this lady. So this is incredible too. This beautiful lady comes by with her family, her two kids. I won't say more for her own privacy. And her husband was working, and she comes by because she's watching the live video. She wants to come out and support me. So she shows up, and I just finished my live stream, and I'm talking to her, and she's like, oh my gosh, Owen, my husband loves The Bodies so much. You know, he stands up a lot at work, and he's on his feet all the time, and he gets inflammation in his knees. He can't work without The Bodies. He loves it. Thank you guys so much. And I'm like, it's real. You know, we're not trying to sell you something that doesn't work. It works. I use The Bodies. You know, so it's just amazing. I mean, it's just, I love meeting you people. You guys are just, you're so kind. And so, but anyway, she was Hispanic. Another guy drives by who is Latino or Hispanic, whatever. And he's like, Beto's fake. Make America great again. So the only Latino people, Hispanic people that I ran into today, none of them liked Beto, but I'm digressing again because they did like InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. And she even had one of our t-shirts on. I forget. I think it was the CNN is fake news t-shirt, which is at InfoWarsStore.com. If you like the t-shirt that I'm wearing with the InfoWars hexagon logo on the sleeve, as you can see, And then it's the InfoWars Tank Man t-shirt. It just came out at InfoWarsStore.com this week. It's the famous photo of the Tiananmen Square Tank Man in defiance of tyranny lined up against the Chinese military. And standing in front of the tanks is the InfoWars logo with the Tank Man. And right now it's on sale at InfoWarsStore.com for $19.95. So you can actually get the InfoWars Tank Man t-shirt, and you can get the Give Me Liberty t-shit with coupon code WARROOM for $17.76. So you can get two t-shirts under $40. Great quality t-shirts you're going to love for under $40. Because free shipping. So there's no extra cost for shipping. So it's free shipping right now. So there you go. So check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. Coupon code WARROOM. You can get the Give Me Liberty t-shirt for $17.76. Or if you want to get the InfoWars Tank Man t-shirt right now, it's on sale for $19.95. And of course, free shipping store wide, including if you get 10 supplements, 20 supplements, 100 supplements, free shipping, and still 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, here's the funny thing. We're not going to sit here and tell you, oh, you know, you need this product because we're telling you you need it. No, you can go look at the chemicals they find in water. Forget about the fluoride. You want to have the debate on the fluoride? Maybe you like the fluoride. Fine. Look at the glyphosates. Look at the other chemical runoff. Look at the lead. Look at, there's places in America, you can go look at this. You literally can light your water on fire. So, you know, filter your water. That's not something crazy. That's smart. So we sell water filters. And guess what? Those are expensive to ship. Not for you right now. Because we have free shipping store-wide. So that's how you support us. All right. Let's go to a video here, guys. Let's go. Let's see. Where do we want to go here? And you know, let's just have some fun in this kind of two-minute no-man land here. Let's go to clip 12. This is a CNN panel segment whining and crying about President Trump. Go figure, guys. Roll clip 12.
Trump's only true skill is the con. His only fundamental belief is that the United States is the birthright of straight white Christian men, and his only real authentic pleasure is in cruelty. Mm-hmm. It is that cruelty and the delight it brings them that binds his most ardent supporters to him in shared scorn for those they hate and fear, immigrants, black voters, feminists, and treasonous white men who empathize with any of those who would steal their birthright.
Now pause it right there. That's from the Atlantic magazine with this columnist that they're about to have on. But seriously, folks, that's what they're writing about Trump supporters. That's what they think about Trump supporters. And then you're surprised when a bunch of radicalized leftists go out and incite violence against Trump supporters and attack them on the streets, attack Republicans. I mean, I don't deserve that classification against me. I'm a very kind person. But, oh, according to the Atlantic, I hate black people. Here, let's go on with the panel.
Is pretty strong. You say it's a shared scorn, but what does this ugliness say about the president and the people who go along with it?
Well, I want to just clarify that I'm talking about the people who go to these rallies and they, you know, they cheer.
No,
as the president
I've been to these rallies, very loving.
Sexual assault and jeers
no.
and mocks her.
No, that's fake news.
Because you're not referring
fake charges, no evidence.
No, I'm not. I'm talking to a very specific subset of Trump voters. And I think that, you know, anybody who's ever been the new kid at a school knows how this works. Everybody gangs up on you, they're mean to you, and they become closer friends, and you're the person on the outside.
Trump's the new kid.
And it's basically
he's the one getting bullied.
It's in national
Trump
politics.
Is the new kid in Washington getting bullied.
It's something that's, you know, embedded in human nature. But until now,
right.
We haven't had a politician who...
So it's all lies on top of lies on top of lies. And then it's them. That's him trying to incite violence against me and us.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Oh my gosh. They're literally covering the Facebook war room right now on Fox News and Fox Business. So Facebook launched their own war room to try to, you know, stymie this war room. Which, of course, you could say we stole from the Clinton war room with George Stepp on all of us. But regardless, it's just funny. Anyway, I was at the Beto headquarters earlier today in Austin, Texas, wearing my Trump hat. And I wanted to go shoot a live video. And the reason was I went to the Beto headquarters actually a couple weeks ago. And it was teeming with people. And so I figured this is a great place to go shoot a live video. These people obviously are into politics. They're politically charged. And, well, you can imagine what happened. There's the whole hour and a half broadcast is gold. It's on Infowars.com, the whole broadcast. I would watch the whole broadcast. But if you did watch the whole broadcast, there's actually a part of that that you didn't see that happened after the live stream ended, which you may not see during this segment, but we are going to go to the beginning of these clips. But we will air the entire highlight of this moment in the final segment of today's show at 5:47 Central. So stick around for that to see the unaired exclusive of what happened after I shut down the live stream. You won't even believe it. But so I show up to just do a live video and talk to people because I like to do that. And of course, NPCs are there. One gentleman walked by, said, "Death to America, hail Satan." He ended up coming back and having a conversation with me for 20 minutes. The guy's actually been banned off Twitter. Go figure. It was crazy. So the whole video is really incredible. But here is the best highlight that we've pulled from the video, and the crew has it ready to go. So the guy comes over. Well, you know what? I don't need to explain it. Let's just go to the video.
How are you doing?
Hey, good. Hey, my friend. Well, what's your name?
Owen Schroyer from InfoWars. What's your name?
Owen, how's it going?
Cool. Going good.
InfoWars.
Going good.
I'm just going to ask you to leave.
Okay. Thank you for asking. I'm going to stay.
All right. Understood.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. Do you want to try to get me to vote Beto? No. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I could go either way. I mean, my president said he's Lion Ted Cruz, so I'm not going to rush to the polls to vote for Lion Ted. So I'm an open vote. Beto said he could negotiate with Trump. Beto said that, you know, he would make deals with Trump. So I'm open-minded here, but I need a little convincing.
So that's the guy who claims to be the manager.
So well, what do you think, guys?
Who comes and asks me to leave.
Boy, that'll be fun. That'll be real fun. Yeah, like, dude, wow. That's really going to hurt me. The cops coming. Okay, so we'll see what happens. So now I have to stay at least to see what these people do next. Excuse me, ma'am, you want to try to convince me to vote Beto today?
Sure, come on in.
Come on in?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm coming in. I'm coming in, and here's what we're going to do. This is it, folks. This is the big finale.
Oh,
all right.
Please.
All right, this lady invited me in. She said you guys will try to convince me to vote Beto. No?
No.
Okay. A room full of people all ignore me.
Can I just get some lawn signs?
NPCs.
Please? Can I get some Beto lawn signs? Where would I go for that?
They're $5 a piece. How many do you want?
$5 a piece? Let me see here. Let me get, can I get 10 of them?
We have 10.
Do you have 10 Beto signs?
Now they act like they're out of signs.
That's the max.
Keep that in mind.
You guys have a max on how many Beto signs you can get?
Yeah, we do.
That doesn't make sense. Why would you have a max?
Hey,
I'm donating to the campaign.
You're going to need to leave the building.
I'm donating to the campaign.
We don't care. Please leave the building right now.
Sir, I'm donating to the Beto campaign here.
I'm going to need you to leave the building immediately.
Okay, why are you telling me to leave the building?
I'm going to need you to leave the building.
All right, can I at least get my yard signs?
Sir, you're going to need to leave right now.
All right, can I at least get my yard
signs,
please?
Sir, no, you can't. You're gonna
why are you asking me to leave?
Sir, I'm going to need you to leave
the building. Why are you asking me to
leave? Right now.
Who are you again?
Sir, you're going to need to leave the building.
Why are you asking me to leave?
Go.
Why are you asking me to leave? I'm an open voter. No. I want to buy Beto yard signs. Why won't you sell me a Beto yard sign?
You can't buy them. You're going to have to leave.
Why won't you sell me a sign? I'm trying to help the campaign.
You're going to need to leave the building right
now.
You're going to need to leave the building right now.
Okay, so you're asking me to leave the building. Why?
Yes, leave the building.
Why? No. I just want to know why.
Leave the building.
Am I being violent?
Leave the building.
Have I done anything illegal?
You're on private property and you need to leave.
Have I done anything illegal?
You need to leave right now.
Is this your property?
You need to leave right now.
Do you pay the rent?
You need to leave right now.
Do you pay the rent?
Sir, you need to leave right now.
Okay, if your manager or whoever pays the rent here wants me to leave, you can send them here. But that's not you.
I manage the office. You need to leave.
Okay.
I'm a representative of the campaign.
Okay, really? Okay, so let me ask you as the manager, why are you telling me to leave?
Leave right now.
Why?
All right.
No, I'm just... Okay, so you can't answer the question. So that's fine. So I haven't done anything illegal. I was invited in, and I'm trying to actually buy yard signs, and they won't even sell me the yard signs. I haven't been violent. I've done nothing illegal. And I'm now being kicked out, even though I was invited in and I wanted to buy a yard sign. Actually, I wanted to buy 10 of them. And I would have bought more, and then they said that there's a limit, which is probably not true. But so that's fine. So now he wants to call the police. All I wanted to do was buy a yard sign.
127.
That's all I wanted to do. I know there's at least one. Oh, yeah. Do we have any left, folks? You saw it on tape. Do we have any left? Literally hundreds, probably thousands. And here I'd purchase 20. I'd buy 20 of them. But they said they didn't have any. Then they said there's a limit. Here there are thousands. I was invited in. I've been nice. I haven't been violent. I've done nothing illegal. In fact, I haven't even voted. I could vote Beto. And now they're going to kick me out. So they lied to me, and then they're going to kick me out. And that's how you guys are going to win in November, huh? Good luck with that. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we do.
As they call the cops, they've just lost any potential that I'd vote Beto. So here you go. Owen Schroyer for Infowars.com. I was invited in. I was trying to have conversations. I was polite with these people. I tried to ask them to convince me to vote Beto. They didn't do it. They let Beto down. Then I come in. I'm going to donate to Beto's campaign. I'm going to buy lawn signs. First they say they don't have any. That's a lie. Then they say there's a limit. That's probably a lie. And then they call the cops on me. And there's all the Beto signs that I would have bought. I had the money. I would have bought them. And they rejected it. So they just lost money for Beto. They just lost more Beto signs out there. They just lost a potential Beto voter. And then this video is going to be seen by millions of people in Texas, and it's going to hurt Beto's campaign. So good job, buddy. Real good job.
You're welcome.
You just lost the campaign. You just lost the election for Beto. Way to go. So I hope that people learn from this. If you want to win politically, you don't censor free speech, and you don't lie to people. And you certainly need to have a conversation on how to convince them or why they should vote for your candidate. They failed on all of those grounds here today. So I'll go ahead and leave. I'm going to wait for the police to show up just because I think it's going to be funny. But there you go. Good. I hope you guys learned that you probably now just lost the election for Beto. Millions of people are going to see this video where I get invited in, I try to donate to the campaign, and you guys kick me out. Real classic stuff. Real classic stuff from a Beto campaign office.
Hey, so what were you going to do when you got your license plate, dude?
Pause it. So this is actually classic. So now rewind it. All right, so you just saw the video of me going into the campaign headquarters. And, I mean, I don't even know how you want to describe that. You can make up your own mind. But this is amazing. So the same guy that threatened to kick me out, called the police on me, tried to dox me. You know, just look. These people think we're so stupid. You don't think I know you're going to try to follow me to my car? That's why I have to park a block away. But I see him and he's slinking around behind cars and I caught him and I waited. And as soon as I backed out and made my license plate available, he comes sprinting out from behind the car and tries to take a picture. And I caught him. And now here's what happened. Roll the video.
Hey, so what were you going to do when you got my license plate, dude? What were you going to do? Huh? What were you going to do when you got the license plate? Seriously, what were you going to do? You tried to get my license plate. What were you going to do? You upset that the cops didn't want to come here? So you thought you'd get my license plate and try to dox me? Huh? Nothing to say? You're a real great representation of the Beto campaign. You know, maybe I'll just let the people know what you just did. How would you like that, huh? Oh, yeah?
No.
This guy just tried to get my license plate and dox me. Just thought you guys should know. No. This guy right here. So now everyone has your face, bud. That's what you get. So there you go, folks. Excuse me. You know, that's why I have to park far away from these things. I have to run to my car now because my door's open. But that guy followed me just like they always do. So we had our eyes peeled. But see, this is what I had to do because of that guy. I had to leave my car out here. Sorry about that. Sorry. Just had a guy trying to be violent to me. Sorry. So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now look. You saw what happened.
All right. Pull it out. Now, there's actually more. Believe it or not, there's actually more We're going to air the whole thing in the final segment today, but there's actually more. That guy wanted my personal information. Let's just say I gave it to him just as the cops were arriving at the scene. We'll air that exclusive video in the final segment. Don't you just love NPCs?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's The War Room. With Owen Schroyer. And Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Suck an egg, Beto! Ha! In Texas, what am I going to do with myself? I don't know. Anything I want? I'm sorry. This is me jumping to hit the box at the end of the Mario level. Bing! Or no, this is me jumping to hit the flag at the top of the tower and advance to Bowser's Castle. Bing! Amazing. We're going to air the entire exclusive video in the final segment. But Roger Stone, my co-host, joins me now. Roger, it is fun. It is fun to be changing the world here as the American Revolution 2.0 goes worldwide.
Oh, and is there anything that's more fun than punking liberals? They have no sense of humor, none whatsoever.
It's a family show, but maybe something.
I mean, first of all, I want the guys in the control room to go on Google Images and find a photo of the actor Raymond Massey as Abraham Lincoln, then put it next to your photo. And let me just tell you, you've got it down, dude. You've really got it down.
Do we need to do like an Abraham Lincoln short film or something, maybe?
Maybe it was a separated from birth thing. I'm not sure.
Fourscore and Roger Stone is on air.
God, now you look like one of those automated figures at Disney World.
Like an NPC Lincoln.
I love what you did to the Beto people. First of all, Beto should stop calling himself Beto. His name's Robert. He's not Hispanic. He's a fraud. And I think a few short days from now, he's going to get his derriere handed to him by Ted Cruz. That's every reading. I'm not sure who came up with the idea of running an ultra-liberal socialist in Texas was a great strategy, but let's see how that works out.
I just think it's incredible that they thought that that would work for him to win the Latino vote in Texas, and it totally backfired. The only Latino people I saw today at Beto headquarters were three of them, and none of them liked Beto. One of them drove by and said, "Fake Beto, Donald Trump is great, Latinos in Texas hate Beto," and all this stuff. Another one was on the other side of the street and just shouted, "MAGA, no Beto." And then at the end of the live stream, a nice lady came up with her family, and she was just saying hello and how much she loved InfoWars and everything. So the whole let's make up a fake name, Beto, and then have him run in Texas to try to win, it totally backfired, Roger.
Yeah, I don't see it working. In fact, overall, as I pour through all of these polling numbers, and by the way, I'm reporting to you from the New York Bureau of InfoWars today, it's important that people understand that polling is an inexact science, and that polling is affected by the order of the questions, the wording of the questions. There's such a thing called order bias. Additionally, the sample size, the fact that the sample was correctly drawn to reflect the voting population, also taking into consideration past voter performance. So every poll, no matter how it's taken, is only valid for that episecond in time in which it's taken, because things move around, attitudes change quickly, and therefore polls are quickly outdated. So in order to get a sense of any political contest, one can't look at one poll, but one has to look at multiple polls taken in the same approximate time period to try to get a sense of direction. What you're really looking for is direction, not who's ahead or who's behind. Those things are meaningful, but what has been the trajectory of the race? And on that basis, I think Ted Cruz is going to win.
Is there anything more fun than punking liberals? Roger Stone asks today on The War Room. We're going to be right back with Roger Stone and more. More video clips, more news, White House intrigue. It's all coming up here on The War Room with Roger Stone on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We punk liberals for fun. I think I need to grow my hair out a little bit longer for that. Here, if I tilt my head, no wait. That was it. What do you think, Roger?
I think you got it going on, dude. They're just gonna start calling you the rail splitter.
Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer here live with you. This is The War Room. Roger, there is a lot of White House intrigue today, and I think a lot of people are wondering what happened between John Kelly and John Bolton outside of the Oval Office today, where it's being reported they got into a shouting match. I'm not sure if you have any inside intel on this or what may be behind it, but it seems that Bolton never really fit with this administration from the get-go, Roger.
Well, I'm not sure what the two of them could find to fight about. They're both globalists. They both favor endless foreign war without any mind to the inherent interests of the United States. Bolton is a brilliant guy, a very smart guy, a guy who I think, based on his record, has always reflected the views of his boss. Kelly, on the other hand, is someone who's never understood Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not a marionette. He's not a puppet. Nobody tells Donald Trump what to say. Nobody tells him what to think. Nobody tells him what he can and cannot read. Nobody tells him who he can and cannot speak to. Kelly seems to think that his job was to be a gatekeeper. Donald Trump doesn't need a gatekeeper. I think Bolton understands the president and his strong feelings about issues much better. What remains to be seen, of course, is what comes out of the Syrian conflict. I have not had a chance to work my sources to find out what their altercation today may have been about. There's so much in the news that does need to be covered. One thing I wanted to mention is the untimely death of Dennis Hoff. Now, Dennis Hoff recently won a Republican primary for the assembly in Nevada. He's best known, of course, as the owner of the largest chain of completely legal brothels in the state of Nevada. Prostitution, regulated and taxed by the state, is legal in Nevada and has been since the frontier days. And he was the owner of the world-famous Bunny Ranch. But more importantly, they called him the Trump of Pahrump because he was from Pahrump, Nevada. He was a big fan of InfoWars. He ousted a Republican incumbent in the primaries. And both parties were deeply concerned that this truth teller, this non-politician, was headed to the state capitol. Now, I happen to know that he recently returned from the Mayo Clinic, where he had a thorough physical and was pronounced to be in excellent health. He had no arterial blockages and so on. And we still have no word on his death from the Nye County coroner. Sources in the Nye County Sheriff's Office tell me his death, at least at this point, is being treated as a homicide until we know different. I do know he was a threat to the two-party duopoly that has run Nevada, and it was a giant upset that this Trump-like outsider had won the primary and was headed to the state capitol. We'll keep you posted. But in the meantime, Dennis Hoff, a giant fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars, by the way, a true American patriot, a strong supporter of the president, may he rest in peace.
Well, you know, Roger, it's sad. But in this day and age, whenever there's a death of someone that's politically involved, you just, you know, those thoughts that enter and creep into your mind and just kind of sit there. And the Clinton body count is obviously one story that people look into and kind of opens their eyes. It's like, wow, this stuff actually, I mean, there's something there. But, you know, I didn't want to, you know, look into foul play when I saw this, but thank you for bringing that intel. And it's going to be interesting to see because, you know, again, it's like we saw Melania Trump's plane have a mechanical error. You've had poison sent to the Trump's house. You have the leftists on the street getting violent. So you just have to look at everything nowadays, Roger. It's sad, but you really do.
Well, look, they're going to call us conspiracy theorists. I'd like to hear the results of the autopsy. I'd like to see the doctors rule out, you know, foul play and attribute Dennis's passing to some natural cause. He was a larger than life figure. He was a real believer in American exceptionalism and American sovereignty, and a strong believer in our president. And I miss him greatly. He was a great friend of Tucker Carlson's and a huge fan of InfoWars and Alex Jones. We're going to miss him.
Well, and it may turn out that report he got on his health from the Mayo Clinic, I'm not sure if you put a date of how soon that was in relation to his death, but it could end up being key to say, hey, look, he was in great health. You know, this was not natural causes.
Well, we do know from newspaper reports that he had actually been engaging in his favorite activity with one of his employees. And some people say, well, Dennis didn't know whether he was coming or going. I can't speak to that. I do know that prostitution is and has been legal in Nevada since the frontier days. It's a highly regulated business. No drugs are allowed. It is heavily taxed by the state and regulated. And Dennis was not shy about the fact that he was in that business. In fact, he had an HBO TV show that was called Cat House that was an enormous hit for HBO. In any event, he was a great patriot, and we will miss him.
You know, and I think they actually say, I think science says that Mr. Hoff's favorite activity actually keeps you alive longer. So, you know, that may have been a beneficiary for him up to this point.
Well, if that's true, I'm going to live to be 100. In any event, also in the news are an incredible number of reports today that the special counsel has questioned Paul Manafort about yours truly, Roger Stone. I don't know why this is news. Paul Manafort and I are friends for, geez, almost 40 years, longer than that. We were actually boyhood friends. And as I said at the time that it was announced that he would cooperate with the investigation, I am unconcerned about this. Paul Manafort knows of no wrongdoing on my part. He certainly knows of no information I received from WikiLeaks or Julian Assange, the usual MSNBC garbage, which I've only had to deny 10,000 times. But it's a way to get my name back in the news, I guess. And the only thing being worse than being talked about is, of course, not being talked about.
I think they're trying to intimidate you, though, Roger. I really think that's what this is. Of course, you're not going to be intimidated, but I kind of see a little intimidation factor here.
Well, hopefully it will help the fundraising for my legal defense fund, because all of these investigations and bogus lawsuits, very similar to the phony, baseless lawsuits that Alex Jones has been harassed with, are extraordinarily expensive. I've had to spend $500,000 to defend myself. I've had to dip into the small fund I had set aside for the college education of my grandchildren, most of it provided from my book sale proceeds. Those who want to help can go to stonedefensefund.com. Obviously, Mr. Mueller is still conducting his witch hunt as far as Roger Stone is concerned.
All right. And folks, don't forget, you know, we're all funded by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So, you know, we don't do GoFundMe accounts like Christine Blasey Ford. We say, if you want to fund us, you go to InfoWarsStore.com and we give you 50% off our entire InfoWars Life product line. 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line. That includes top-selling, top-rated supplements like BrainForce Plus, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Ultimate Bone Broth, Knockout Sleep Aid, bodies. It's all 50% off. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a break coming up. You got 4 minutes in this break. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Start shopping. Take advantage of the 50% off the entire InfoWars Life supplement line. Oh, did I mention free shipping store-wide? Okay, free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide.
Infowars.com/show.
The great thing about President Trump is that he listens to we the people. And you can perhaps get a word into his ear. If you're Kim Kardashian, you end up in the Oval Office. If you're Kanye West. But even the average citizen out there can get Trump's ear. Now, Marcus Garvey is a man that Roger Stone wants to raise awareness of here on today's show and hopes that it gets to President Trump's desk. Roger, what is the situation and why does the president need to act?
Well, I was very encouraged, Owen, when I saw that among the topics that Kanye West raised with the president was prison reform. The real issue, of course, is drug law reform, because we have antiquated drug laws under which first-time offenders of convicted of a nonviolent crime are sent to prison. The answer, of course, is to move marijuana from a class one drug, where it's currently classified with heroin and cocaine, to a class two drug, something the president could do with the stroke of a pen. The president has been forthright in his campaign about the fact that he supports the state's rights to make their own decisions regarding medicinal cannabis. Rolling Stone had a terrific article recently about a small subgroup within the White House that seems to be working against the president's policies. I think along with drug law reform, the president can use his pardon authority to send a strong signal about justice. Now, Marcus Garvey was one of the earliest civil rights advocates in the country. He was railroaded to prison by the FBI in the 20s because he organized black people. He preached self-responsibility. He preached education. He preached black empowerment, and that made him a threat to the establishment at the time. He was wrongly convicted and sent to prison. He's long dead. But the president could send a powerful signal by posthumously pardoning Marcus Garvey. And I have written to him and urged him to do so. I have a piece up on this today at stonecoldtruth.com. I think the president understands the symbolic use of his pardon. I was happy when Kim Kardashian persuaded him to pardon a woman who had been convicted of a first-time nonviolent drug crime and faced a long prison term for a minor crime. It's time to reform our drug laws, which are race-based, in my opinion. The 1994 crime bill, pushed by Bill and Hillary Clinton, for example, provides harsher mandatory penalties for the possession of rock cocaine than it does for the possession of powdered cocaine. Why? Well, because poor people, mostly people of color, are arrested and convicted of the possession of rock cocaine, where powdered cocaine is used by rich white people. And it's a perfect
like Bill
example.
Sorry, Roger. I had a cough in my throat, Roger. Sorry about that.
You remember when Bill famously said he didn't even know what cocaine looked like?
I don't sound like I've ever taken cocaine. It's not like you blow out the back of your larynx when you've done cocaine for decades, Roger.
Well, and of course, his brother Roger said that he was virtually a vacuum cleaner. They called him Hoover for his use of the white powder. In any event, I hope the president will take the step of pardoning Marcus Garvey. He was one of the greatest civil rights leaders of our day, up there with Adam Clayton Powell Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King, and others. And he was railroaded by the federal government. He was guilty of no crime. He should be pardoned. He is revered in the African-American community in this country, as he should be. But it's time for the president to do the right thing and clear his name.
Well, I think President Trump understands political leverage, and that's why he campaigned so adamantly on a strong border and immigration reform. I don't care how many people cry in the streets about it. That is a very populist issue in this country. And Roger, I think the political capital right now, which is really just kind of sitting out there, it's just floating out there. Nobody's really trying to grasp it in drug law reform, in even ending the war on drugs, or if you just want to take it one step at a time, decriminalizing or even legalizing marijuana nationwide. That is a huge political football that is just floating out there on the goal line, waiting for an individual to take it into the end zone and spike it for a total political victory. And I think Trump at least could understand that if the message got to his desk and to his ear. He would have a chance to win a state like Colorado if he did something like that. So, I mean, and the economic impact as well if you legalize it, the tax dollars and everything. So there's so many political advantages to anybody. It doesn't have to be Trump. It could be anybody who wants to do that, just waiting out there, waiting for the right person to spike that football, Roger.
Well, and it's completely consistent with the position he took during the campaign. Look, Donald Trump's never even had a drink of alcohol, and I guarantee you he has never tried or used marijuana. But he's made it abundantly clear that he supports the state's rights to make this decision themselves. Why is he being undermined by General Kelly and others in his administration? With the stroke of a pen, he could remove marijuana's classification under our current drug laws as a class one drug, which it clearly doesn't belong there. That's like classifying beer as more dangerous than wild turkey. So I think your analysis is exactly right, Owen. It's something the president should do, and he should do it now.
Yeah, and it's really just, I mean, you look at the people that have been, put in jail for just having marijuana, even small amounts, and there's, it's legal now in so many states, West Coast, East Coast. So it's really, like I said, it's just the ball, the political football is sitting right there waiting to be spiked, waiting for someone to take it across the goal line. And it would be a massive political victory for President Trump. And I mean, if we even wanted to break it down even more in depth, Roger, I mean, who are the people that would be against that? Well, you're probably thinking maybe some baby boomers, some older people that are Trump's voter base. But guess what? Trump already has their vote. He can go get a younger vote, a millennial vote, a vote that the Democrats usually own if he took this issue, Roger. I just see nothing but political victory for President Trump if he took this issue.
Well, in fact, if you look at the polls at this point, among those who describe themselves as conservative Republicans, medicinal cannabis gets about 65% approval. In the state of Florida, 71.5% of the voters voted to approve. There we have Carter Stone Davis, my godson, and InfoWars.
Yes, yes.
Fan
I gotta say, I love the grandkids just being live on air. I mean, it's great. They're just kind of floating around, hanging out with us.
It'd be great if his godmother would try to control him, but he's a ham.
No, we want them on air.
TV.
It's time for Carter to make the television debut. Of course, watch out. You know, the radical left, they'll probably, we don't want to get them involved.
Never mind that. Tomorrow, the show will be The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Carter Stone Davis. So
I'm going to squeeze you out of the picture, huh?
Well, he's a future star, no question about that.
He's like his grandfather. He knows you got to get people talking about you, so he's trying to get on the air here and steal some of Roger's time. But we got more Roger on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. The left promises to launch a communist revolution. We promise to stand in their way. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com Facebook.com/show.
The dragon energy is flowing today. And Roger Stone is with us here on the War Room. Not sure where I want to go right now. Let's go. Let's get a little more of Roger Stone. Perhaps inside information, see if he's heard anything about this. There is a story going right now, Roger. Nikki Haley at the Council for National Policy. But the story inside the story is that Nikki Haley was seen in an aside or a sidebar, if you will, with some prominent Republicans and apparently had, let's just say, a secretive meeting with said Republicans about her experiences working with Donald Trump inside the campaign. You know, I heard that, Roger, and I just smelled a rat. For some reason, I just smelled a rat, but hopefully that's not the case. What's your take?
Well, Owen, I had to bring on the co-host of the show, Carter Stone Davis.
I didn't realize we were about to be graced with Carter's presence. I didn't realize.
He refuses to go off camera. He thinks it's his moment. So, but let me address your question. I've done some deep research to try to get into the question of why Nikki Haley resigned. The sad truth is she's broke. She is virtually indigent. Her parents' home is actually in foreclosure. Having spent her life in public service, she has never made any real money, and she has an opportunity now. I am led to believe she has a very substantial and lucrative corporate offer, and she's going to take advantage of it. Now, you'll remember that during the nomination phase of the campaign, she bitterly opposed the nomination of Donald Trump. She was actually chosen by the Republican leadership to give the response to one of Trump's stinging attacks during the campaign. I believe that the president appointed her to the United Nations. She was the governor of South Carolina in order to vacate that seat so that Henry McMaster, a strong Trump supporter and a great governor, could become governor. Those who say she will challenge the president in 2020 are incorrect. She would be crushed. That is not to say that she doesn't. Okay, I'm going to hand Carter off here because he's upstaging me and I can't be upstaged. I don't believe that she will mount a 2020 candidacy. That is not to say that she does not have future aspirations. But let's make no bones about it. She's a Bush neocon Republican. There had to be some discomfort working for a non-interventionist president like Donald Trump. It's amazing to me that the liberals now criticize Trump for the lack of a breakthrough in North Korea, saying, what's taking so long? What's taking so long? You guys had 75 years, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. You couldn't even get the guy to the table. Meanwhile, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is engaged in at least constructive talks with our enemies. It is never a mistake to meet if the objective is peace. It never hurts to talk if you are seeking peace. I think our president understands that.
But this is absurd to even act like, hey, what's going on with North Korea? He already got President Moon to cross the denuclearized zone or whatever in between the two. That was historic. Last month, they had a meeting. They met in Pyongyang. I mean, so he's already broken all the history. To sit here and say, where's the progress on North Korea? Well, you're simply not watching if you don't think there's any progress. So that's incredible to me. But Roger, I will say this about Nikki Haley, because I give her a hard time on this show. I've never been a fan. And I do agree. I mean, a war hawk by my measurement, always wanting to get into the next war. But if she genuinely, of all her time in politics, as long or as short as it may have been, if she genuinely didn't get rich off politics, then I will say there is a certain level of honorability to that that you cannot give to most politicians these days. It's specifically on the Democrat side, but even some Republicans. So I will at least tip my hat to Nikki Haley, if that's the truth. If she genuinely did not get rich off her time in politics, even though she's a war hawk, I will say that is one level of honorability that many politicians can't walk away with.
No, look, I think she's an honest person. I don't think that she is corrupt. I just disagree with her philosophically. And I think she fundamentally disagrees with the president philosophically. She's always pushed a harder line on Russia, a harder line on Syria, a harder line on Afghanistan. No one needs to push a harder line on Iraq. When it came to Iraq, of course, she, like everyone else in the administration, told Donald Trump, you can't Iran. You can't undo the Iran deal, Mr. President. It can't be done. You can't do that. It's all agreed to. But Donald Trump knows his own mind, and he knows what the American people voted for. And despite the overwhelming evidence of the war hawks in his own administration, he has canceled what was a bad deal for America. And he told me personally what aggravated him the most. The pallets of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cash that were not outlined in the signed deal being moved out the side door and being used to bribe Iranian politicians to get what was a bad deal. God bless you, Mr. President, for killing this this giant mistake by the Obama administration.
You know, Roger, I've got a video clip that I want to hear, that I want to run here, and I want to get your response to this, because it's really outrageous what CNN and Adam Sewer of The Atlantic are getting away with. Roger, I want you to listen to what CNN and The Atlantic right now are labeling Trump supporters as, specifically those that attend Trump rallies. Guys, have clip 12 ready. I want Roger to hear this. Roger, this is why there's so much violence right now. These are the people trying to cause violence in the streets. Listen to how they classify Trump supporters at Trump rallies, Roger, and I would imagine you're going to be as appalled as I was.
Trump's only true skill is the con. His only fundamental belief is that the United States is the birthright of straight white Christian men, and his only real authentic pleasure is in cruelty. It is that cruelty and the delight it brings them that binds his most ardent supporters to him in shared scorn for those they hate and fear, immigrants, black voters, feminists, and treasonous white men who empathize with any of those who would steal their birthright. That is pretty strong. You say it's a shared scorn, but what does this ugliness say about the president and the people who go along with it?
Well, I want to just clarify that I'm talking about the people who go to these rallies and they cheer as the president holds up a victim of sexual assault and jeers
that didn't
and
happen.
Mocks
this
her.
Is Adam Sewer of The Atlantic.
Because you're not referring to every Trump supporter.
No, I'm not. I'm,
right?
I'm talking to a very specific subset of Trump voters. And I think that, you know, anybody who's ever been the new kid at a school knows how this works. Everybody gangs up on you. They're mean to you and they become
closer
friends.
That's Trump, the new kid in D.C. Trump, the new kid in politics.
And it's basically that dynamic, only it's in national politics. And it's just something,
he's the new kid.
Embedded in human nature. But until now, we haven't had a politician who revels in exploiting that part of human nature. And I think it's
that's what you guys do every day.
Place.
So, Roger, there's a CNN panel. They claim Trump hates black people, hates immigrants. I mean, and then it says that all Trump people that go to rallies are the same way. I mean, what do you do? What do you do about some a trash journalist like Adam Sewer and then another trash journalist like, shouldn't even say that, Don Lemon, who gives him the platform to spew that rhetoric?
Well, first of all, that panel was interesting. Which one of those people was the Trump supporter with the opposing viewpoint? Adam, enjoy your 15 minutes, because after this, no one will ever hear from you again. That's what's called elitism. The Atlantic is among the worst of the fake news outlets. They have actually edited things that I've written and then put them up claiming that I'd said them, not mentioning that they had edited them to try to portray me in a false light. This is the epitome of fake news. And let's face it, if Don Lemon's IQ was one point lower, you'd have to water him like a plant.
Or maybe, I don't know, he may have the IQ of a ham sandwich. He may be a little above that. We'd have to check the actual.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Troyer, Roger Stone with you. It's funny, the idea of Bernie Sanders in 2020 isn't going over so well. Politico has the story. Bernie 2016 alums wary of 2020 sequel. Yeah, because intellectuals and thought leaders that supported Bernie Sanders found out how much of a fraud he was real quick. So, Bernie Sanders, oops, sorry. Womp, womp, can't run again. Of course, Roger, to me, all signs point to the inevitable. It's going to be Hillary Clinton for president in 2020.
Well, people ask me every day whether she's going to run. I say run. She can barely walk. But never underestimate the extraordinary greed of Bill and Hillary Clinton. They see another payday. They've already stolen millions through their slush fund that they call a charity, the Clinton Foundation, which served as the vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes when she was Secretary of State. There's a substantial story in Politico yesterday about Joe Biden running. God, I pray for that every night. A scrawny lightweight who can't keep his hands off of other people's children, who literally, I think, is a child molester. I think angry hordes of parents might lynch this SOB because he just has this very exalted view of himself. Joe, you're a lightweight. Everyone knows it. You come from a tiny state. Maybe you've conned a lot of people there. Every time he's run for president, he's gotten no votes, and it is indisputable. He can't keep his hands off of children. We have tons of video footage and still photographs of him touching kids. In some cases, their parents have to slap his hands away. You're not some kindly old grandfather, you pervert. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, and I think it's hilarious that Biden and Hillary Clinton are who the Democrats are looking at right now. I mean, it really just shows you they have zero chance in 2020. And when I mean zero, I mean zero. As in fact, the chances are slim to none, and Slim just left town. So that's what you got going on.
And between the two of them, the average age is deceased. I mean, good God, they can't come up with better than that. But if you took a poll today, and again, we spoke about the temporary value of polls earlier in the show, I guarantee you that Hillary Clinton would be the leader. I guarantee you Bernie Sanders would probably be second. And Joe Biden would probably be third. Kamala Harris, whoever that is, would be in single digits. Cory Booker, we know who he is. My book, Spartacus, the real Cory Booker story, will be out at the end of November. You're going to want to look for that one, I assure you. He would be in single digits. The other candidates who have been mentioned may be known to political junkies, but they are largely unknown to the American people. Hillary could actually be nominated if they could hide her, keep her off of television. She wouldn't have to campaign much, which is good because she doesn't have the physical stamina to campaign much. But Donald Trump would beat her like a drum. Elizabeth Warren, I think, just self-immolated. Under federal law, you need to have 1/8 Indian blood to be eligible for the many programs and funding available from the federal government to help Native Americans. The Native American community in the United States has among the highest levels of illiteracy, drug abuse, alcoholism, and other societal problems, and the government does a great deal to try to help those communities. But to participate, you must have 1/8 Indian blood. She doesn't even come close. This proves that Donald Trump is the greatest troll of all time. The fact that he was able to goad her into taking some FACACTA test that shows that she has an infinitesimal amount of Native American heritage is laughable. Owen, you're more of an Indian than she is.
It's literally 0%. But the funny thing is, actually, with Cherokee Nation, she claims to be Cherokee. They don't even do it by a blood test or whatever. They do it. You have to be on the rolls. If you're not on the Cherokee Nation rolls, then you're not in the Cherokee Nation. So it's It's like so stupid, this Elizabeth Warren woman, that you almost can't even measure it, the stupidity of this woman. You can't even measure it other than to say she failed the test and claims she got an A.
Well, and unfortunately, the president kind of botches this joke. I think she was originally called Focahontas, F-A-U-X. And I think it was the great Howie Carr, the Boston radio talk show host, who coined that. But Pocahontas works because it just draws attention to the fact that she claimed Native American heritage to get some preferences when she was at Harvard. The woman's a fraud. She's far out of the mainstream of American politics. And Donald Trump would also beat her like a drum.
All right, Roger, last 4 minutes here with you. Wanted to get your take on what's going on between President Trump, the new prince of Saudi Arabia, the Khashoggi story. What are your sources telling you? What's your insight on that? I mean, I've kind of just been waiting to see where all the pieces fall into place before I really comment on it. It just gets weirder every day. But where do you stand on this story right now?
Well, here's the backstory, and we reported on this previously at InfoWars, where you can often get tomorrow's news today. The president has been working very hard behind the scenes on a Middle Eastern peace deal that involves everybody, the Syrians, the Egyptians, the Israelis, the Saudis, UAE, and so on. This is obviously something that his predecessors were never able to do, very much like what's going on in North Korea. What has happened here regarding Khashoggi greatly complicates the president's attempts to put together an omnibus, all-encompassing, fair peace deal. And that's the bad news. The president has tried to foster better relationships with every nation in the Middle East. Obviously, moving the capital in Israel has made him very popular there, as well as with many elements of the American Jewish community. But we still don't have a complete understanding of what happened here. It's disingenuous to refer to Khashoggi as a journalist. He was an intelligence asset. The Khashoggis are a very prominent and powerful family that has traditionally been close to the leadership in Saudi. But there is a split between the old order and the new. And I think that is the key here to what has transpired. I'm waiting for more information before I reach a decision as to what precisely happened and what the president should do about it.
Well, but no matter what, I think the story remains. President Trump's election has really spurred a whole status quo change worldwide. Whether you like what's going on in Saudi Arabia or not, there's a status quo change. Whether you like what's going on in the EU or not, there's a status quo change. So there's Italy, Brazil, it's all happening right now. And Roger, leave it to Facebook to launch the war room. Uh-oh, Facebook has launched the war room, which now they have inside video. They've done video. Roger, they've got all these stations. Facebook has an entire group of people in the war room right now going through Facebook to stop, quote, misinformation heading into the elections. They've got a Brazilian station, Middle East station, European station, obviously the American station. So this is Facebook not meddling in elections, Roger.
Well, if they're looking for the peddling of false information, we have to presume that they'll be closing CNN down almost immediately. So maybe this is good. Maybe their war room can take a hard look at MSNBC and, oh, I don't know, Ari Melber was one of the great progenitors of fake news. This is a federal election communications complaint and lawsuit waiting to be filed, just as I think it is vitally important that Alex Jones sue Apple, sue Facebook, sue Twitter, sue Spotify. Tim Cook says he's never discussed Alex Jones with anyone. Let's see if he says that under oath, because it's a lie. Are you going to tell me that InfoWars and Alex Jones were banned simultaneously on all these platforms on the exact same day, but they never communicated with each other? That sounds like BS to me. This is tortious interference. It's against the law, and it's time for them to be held to an account in a courtroom.
And I wonder if Tim Cook would show up for that testimony with his pupils so dilated they almost bust out of his head. All right, Roger Stone, thank you so much. Great, as usual, hearing from you. Speaking of lawsuits, Mike Cernovich is about to launch a lawsuit against Facebook. He just announced it because the story just came out. Facebook is inflating its metrics.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's see here. This is from June 9th, 2016 in the New York Post. But I figured now's the best time to resurface this story. Headline: Science says liberals, not conservatives, are psychotic. First line, turns out liberals are the real authoritarians. And this is all science-based research, just like the science that the left can't meme, just like the science that conservative women are more attractive than liberal women. These are just scientific facts. But I don't know if psychotic is the right word. I mean, I guess perhaps it is. I mean, you've seen the videos of these demon-possessed people. In fact, you know what? Let's just go to clip 10, actually, here, because it proves exactly what we're talking about. In fact, you know what? Audible, guys. Let's do clip 10, and let's do clip... Where is the woman who got harassed on the streets because her husband... Okay, number 9. So we're actually going to do clip 9 and clip 10. So... Here's a story from 2016. Science says liberals, not conservatives, are psychotic. Let's go to clip 10 first, proving to you that this science is real.
I'm just going to take them down. If you live here, if it's your property, that's the only one.
That is my property.
It is your property?
Yes. Okay.
This is... Oh, that's your property too, though, huh?
That's my neighbor's property. He's a gun owner.
Oh, I'm a gun owner too.
This is a Beto voter stealing Ted Cruz.
I would watch. Be careful.
Mm-hmm. If you guys shoot me over that, that would be great. That would be really, like, you know,
so he's out here stealing crew signs.
You know, I have bought 100 of these. I'm about to put more out.
It. Cool. All right. Well, I'll feel better about it.
But wait till you see the demon come out. I mean, seriously, what is that? Rewind it. Notice how this is the weird thing about it, though. And I experienced the same thing today. Yeah. If anybody's psychotic. But there was a guy that kind of did the same thing to me today. Here, guys, pull it down and let's just rewind it so we can see that one more time. There was a guy at the beginning of the video I did live today. He comes by, says, "Death to America, hail Satan." And it was kind of the same thing. Like, he's just walking, and then he gets triggered by my hat, and the demon comes out. Now, this guy admitted he had problems with meth in the past, and he came back and apologized for his behavior. So maybe the demon came out of him and then left. But again, I mean, just roll this one more time. The guy is just casually walking away, and then the demon comes out of him. It's just like, just, it's the wildest thing. Here, let's roll it one more time. Get the full volume up and get it, because he's just walking away calm. He's just calmly walking away, and the guy's falling, and then all of a sudden he just, like, something hits him. It's like,
I'll feel better about the...
All right, so he's casually walking away, like, no big deal, just walking, and then what happens?
I hate the Cruz.
All right, now, again, it's like we don't even have, there's not even enough, we could have a database with terabytes of this footage. It's like the Joker from The Dark Knight. The guy that came up to Alex at the event here in Austin was like, ah. The people that come up to me and spit on me. Let's go to this individual in clip 9 who says that a victim of 9/11 should rot in the grave.
Why are you trying to block me? I'm trying to walk here.
So I obey traffic signals.
You're a snarky idiot. Shut the up.
Try something, bitch.
I'm not going to punch you. I'm not like your husband. I'm not going to punch you.
I'm not married.
I'm not like your boyfriend or your top boyfriend. Fucking knock you out, so don't worry.
My husband died in 9/11.
Good for him. Good. Good. Those NYPD were a bunch of fucking sodomizing immigrants with their bully sticks. So yeah, your husband probably should rot in the grave.
So a 9/11 victim should rot in the grave. Cops sodomize immigrants. This guy's glad 9/11 happened. That's a psychotic leftist. All right, I really wanted to open up the phone lines today, but I just don't have the time because I got video clips I want to get to. And in the final segment, we're going to air the entire highlight clip of me going to the Beto headquarters here in Austin, Texas. And, well, the results were predictable yet shocking. But before I get to the clips and the news that I haven't got to yet, please don't forget about InfoWarsStore.com. We've got huge specials going right now. The Christmas special, Black Friday special, Cyber Monday special, it's all rolled into one. 50% off super sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Every InfoWars Life supplement, so BrainForce Plus, Super Male Vitality, Bodies, I mean, the list goes on and on. Every InfoWars Life supplement is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all supplements. That includes the top-selling five-star rated supplements like Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power. It's all there. It's all 50% off. Plus free shipping store-wide. So you can go get this t-shirt, a ton of supplements, air filter, water filter, emergency food, all of it heavy. It costs us a lot to ship. Doesn't matter. Free shipping. So just remember InfoWarsStore.com when you're doing shipping. When you're getting toothpaste, are you out of toothpaste? Don't go to the grocery store and get the regular fluoride toothpaste. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the fluoride-free Super Blue toothpaste. That's how we fund ourselves. We don't get big pharmaceutical deals or anybody big advertising packages. That's not how we do. And then the Give Me Liberty t-shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code WARROOM. With coupon code WARROOM, Give Me Liberty t-shirt for $17.76. Normally $23, but with coupon code WARROOM, you get it for $17.76. So you can get the Give Me Liberty t-shirt and the new InfoWars Tank Man t-shirt for under $40 with coupon code WARROOM on the Give Me Liberty t-shirt. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out all the great specials, shop with the good guy, and help us go to the next level, which is our goal. And that way, when we have our extended broadcasts, which we have going on right now, we're doing weeknights live, 8 to 10 p.m. Central, as part of our extended election coverage. We don't have to have the crew here. Great crew. Give yourself some love. Let's give them the camera. We don't have to have them here working 10 hours a day just to take care of our extended special broadcast here. Because we can hire more crew if you can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. So there's the great crew working 10 hours a day overtime, and we'd like to be able to hire new crew so they don't have to be in here till the late hours and the early morning every night. So it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes it all possible. All right, let me get to a couple of these video clips. Let's go to clip 11 here from MSNBC. This is the type of fake news you can expect from MSNBC when they're talking about the Khashoggi story.
I don't think the president ever got on the phone with anybody in Saudi Arabia. I don't think he read any sort of, NSA analysis to come to that decision. Oh. He basically said, I don't care. It was a brown journalist. He's not an American, and I'm perfectly happy with our relationship with Turkey, and I'm perfectly happy with our relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Do you think, I just want to be clear about what you're saying, you think it might have been different if it was a different person?
Oh, yes, yes. I think there is a possibility. Look, I'm not going to name any particular news networks, but I suspect that if this was someone who was an American who was born here of a different color and perhaps representing a news outlet that the president was more happy with, he may have a very different opinion about how serious this is and whether or not Saudi Arabia should be held accountable.
Says Jason Johnson from The Root. You can go look into The Root for yourself if you want. You wouldn't be surprised by that response. But let me explain how ridiculous this notion is. I mean, this guy, I mean, honestly, someone like that's probably just genuinely that stupid. Yeah, the president hasn't been on the phone with Saudi Arabia. Yeah, bud, that is real educated statement there. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure he didn't do any research. He just said, yeah, the guy's brown. I don't care. I mean, just top-notch analysis. By the way, guess what? The people that would have cut the guy up, allegedly, with the bone saw, they were brown, too. So you're saying Trump is cozying up to the brown people in Saudi Arabia. He's bad. By the way, Trump ignored this guy getting murdered because he's brown. I mean, it's like, do these people even realize how fallible their logic is in one dimension? I don't even have to go deep into these people's logic to show how it's totally infallible. But that's what you expect from MSNBC, the Ari Melber show. I'm sorry, these people are just so pathetic, man. But now, all right, so you got that going on. They can't give up Kavanaugh being confirmed. They cannot give it up. So listen to Dianne Feinstein on CBS San Francisco.
If it were a Democratic majority, this man would not have been confirmed to the Supreme Court.
So a quick follow-up, Senator.
Shocking.
Feinstein.
Wow.
Would you then be in favor or opposed to your colleagues who would want to open up the investigation of allegations against Brett Kavanaugh?
Oh, I'd be in favor of opening up the allegations. Absolutely.
Okay.
You mean the investigations? So now here they are. Do you realize how worthless that is? I'd be in favor of opening up investigations. Yes, yes, yes. They already investigated. He's been investigated 7 times. They did a hearing. He was under oath. His accusers were under oath. This is 110% for a soundbite. That's all this is, so that she can say, yeah, I'm for opening up an investigation. Yep. And then everyone rolls the headline. Dianne Feinstein says she's for opening investigation into Kavanaugh. Therefore, Kavanaugh bad. Therefore, we should impeach. 100% soundbite. 100% for headlines. No substance, no reality, nothing. But this is how the Democrats operate. So, leave it to Joe Biden, who would lose if he ran for president again, to go ahead and put more fake news out there. Listen to what Joe Biden said, a total reversal of reality from Joe Biden in clip 5.
I think our basic American values are at stake. Decency, honor.
Decency.
No safe harbor.
Honor.
Truth.
Who are you?
Understand there's something bigger.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry. Pause it. Rewind it to the beginning and pull up the news story. Didn't Joe Biden get hit with massive campaign finance violations? Or should I just have Joe Biden groping young children running? In fact, let's do that one, actually, guys. No. Let's do that one. I want the audio from clip 5 to roll while we play B-roll of Joe Biden groping young children. So take whatever time we need to have. I'll sit here and stall. I'm a big mouth. So I'll just sit here and blow hot air into the studio. Let me know when you have this, because this is how we're going to do this. If Joe Biden wants to sit out here and say America's values are under attack, we have no decency, we have no honor, that's fine, Joe. I'm going to play the video of you groping young children. And by the way, there's you owing $250,000 in campaign finance violations, Joe. Quick, Joe. Quick, Joe. Yeah, Joe Biden's going to run for president. That'll be the day. No, Joe Biden is not going to run for president because he knows he'd be totally embarrassed. So let's go back to Joe Biden calling for honor and decency as Joe Biden gropes young children.
I think our basic American values are at stake. Decency, honor, giving hate no safe harbor, telling the truth, understanding there's something bigger than you. And it really is under assault. And it is one of those things that I think that only a minority of the American people share his view about, that is so dismissive of the basic American mores. You know, I mean, look what the world has seen lately. They see Charlottesville and what he says. They see him embracing these dictators around the world attacking our allies. They see in a situation where he talks about he has a policy of literally ripping children from their parents at the border, for God's sake. I mean, it's not who we are. I think our basic American values are at stake.
What's that, Joe?
Decency, honor, giving hate no safe
harbor. Quick, Joe!
Telling the truth, understanding there's something bigger than you. And it really is under assault. And it is one of those things that I think that only a minority of the American people share his view about, that is so...
All right, so there you hear Joe Biden totally reversing reality. Donald Trump is totally pro-America. He's the one saving America's values, America's borders. Joe Biden's the one that gropes young children when they come to the White House. So Joe Biden can call for honor and decency. if you're a radio listener, you didn't see it. We're playing the B-roll over the audio. Joe Biden, you know, a woman comes into the White House. He's trying to sniff her neck. A little girl comes into the White House. He tries to give her a kiss. A young girl comes in. He tries to grope her. And Jeff Sessions has to slap his hand away. So honor and decency from Joe Biden, who can't even keep his hands to himself when women and young children come into the White House. I wonder if Biden settled any sexual harassment cases as part of that government funding that we still haven't gotten declassified.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Got a little more news to get to, but in the final segment, we're going to air exclusive footage. I went down to the PETO headquarters here in Austin, Texas today and did a video. And what we got as a result of that may shock you, may not, but definitely worth watching. In fact, the entire hour and a half video is honestly worth watching. The story's at Infowars.com. It was really an incredible video. We saw the NPCs. We saw maybe like a demon leave a radical leftist's body. I mean, it's all there. So, and then, of course, the highlight is the man who claimed to be the manager of the campaign headquarters here in Austin. That's what he claims. Who knows? I mean, they lie about everything else. You'll see it all in the video. But the man who claims to be the manager of those headquarters calls the police on me, kicks me out, but then tries to dox me as the police were arriving. Really a beautiful thing. And then funny, after I called him out for that in front of the police, he no longer wanted to file charges. He said, I'll tell you what, if you just leave, we won't file charges. Oh, you won't file charges. Isn't that nice? So that's all coming up in the final segment. In the meantime, though, let's go to this video, clip 16. YouTube is about to release a new big-budget original movie entitled The Thinning, New World Order. This is all about population control. So check out the official trailer of YouTube's big-budget film all about trendy population control.
Students must take a test. Those who fail are executed.
We are live for the memorial service of Blake Redding, son of Texas Governor Dean Redding, who lost his life when he failed his thinning exam last week at Vista Point High School.
Ms. Michaels, I wanted to offer you an advisory role on our new thinning oversight committee.
I'm not going to be a mouthpiece. Tell the governor I'm not working for him.
Or not with the governor. Or with the fight.
Hiding in plain sight at all levels of government to garner influence to end the thinning.
We need you to help the governor. Find a way in.
There are still a lot of questions that need answers.
Not one person ever saw Blake's body.
Are we doing this?
Oh.
Congratulations. Your class has been spared. Every single one of you was chosen to receive a second chance at life.
Ellie!
Governor's kid, right? Probably used to getting whatever you want. Ellie belongs to me now. If you look at her, I'm gonna kill you.
Blake Redding is alive. Students are being put to work in some kind of labor camps.
All of this is extremely illegal.
We can't break the law. We are the law.
Now this is entertainment.
Everything you've been told about this place is a lie.
No one's ever gotten help before.
They have to try.
I can't keep doing this.
You have to. You're so close. Don't give up now.
We'll take the wrong person.
No, I gotta say, actually, I am. This actually looks intriguing to me.
Leaving without her.
And I assumed based on, I just had this video here, I assumed that this would be something that was more like pro-globalism, but it looks anti-globalism to me. It looks anti-eugenicism to me. The thinning, the New World Order. So it's kind of like what's actually going on here with the Chinese-style censorship. Oh, we're gonna run a diagnostics on your social media activity. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't buy. You can't sell. In fact, you can't even exist. And then the thinning happens. Of course, it's only on social media for now, unless you're in China. So that's actually interesting. Logan Paul, he was banned from YouTubers. I thought he was banned. I guess he's allowed back on, considering he's the lead in this film. He chose to leave YouTube to reflect, aka to do this movie. Okay, now that's interesting. So there's, I'll have an open mind with that. That looked like an intriguing film that could be not total propaganda for the New World Order. We'll see. But here is a real ad for, if you want to talk about population control and eugenics behind everything, which some people believe is the case, but first to 5G Verizon commercial. Now, we've told you the science behind 5G, or the unknown science, and this isn't stopping them from rolling it out. There will be more cell towers. I've gone out myself and done the test to show that essentially if you're anywhere near a cell tower, you're living in a carcinogenic atmosphere. You can go to the base of these cell towers and it even says on there, stay away. But people live under these things. But now it's going to be even stronger and even shorter waves. So they have to have more satellites. That's what's coming with the 5G. But here's Verizon marketing it as trendy.
Being a Verizon engineer is about doing things right. And there's no shortcut to the right way. So when we roll out the nation's first 5G network, it'll be because we were the first to install millions of miles of fiber optics. And we'll be the first to upgrade the towers and put up the small cells that will power the smart cities of the future.
Smart cities.
When I started at Verizon, I knew I was joining a team that was pushing the industry forward. Now, with the launch of the only 5G ultra-wideband network, we're doing it again. This time, changing the way we learn, work, and live. And I'll always be proud that we're not just building America's first 5G network, we're doing it right.
Doing it right, huh? Doing it right would be coming out with the science and actually having a debate about this. So you're not doing it right. And I'm not attacking Verizon. They're just trying to stay ahead of the marketplace. But nobody's testing this. They're just going to roll it out. And I will say, by the way, I've met a lot of... I've never met a woman that does this, but perhaps a woman does. But I've met the men that actually go to the top of these cell towers and these satellites and everything. That is actually one of the most gruesome jobs out there. It's amazing the stories I hear. It can be windy, snowing, 5 degrees. These guys still have to be up there installing this equipment in that environment. Really, actually incredible stuff those guys do. But so here comes the 5G. They say we're rolling it out the right way, which is totally untrue. You're rolling it out the wrong way. You're forcing it out there to get ahead of the marketplace and to make money instead of actually coming out and saying, well, now, wait a second. What are the side effects of this technology? Should we be rolling it out? What are the side effects of smart cities? Do we want smart cities? These are the debates we should be having, but we don't get to have. We don't have these debates. We have a debate. Was Kavanaugh right about being in a kegger, or does he drink beer? Trump called her a horse face. All this nonsense. Meanwhile, they're building these cell towers down the street from you that are going to be zapping you and your family with potentially carcinogenic radio waves. In fact, not even potentially. It's already been proven. You can go out, buy the meters yourself, go to the base of a cell tower, go 500 yards from a cell tower, and you'll see it's still off the charts. And the 5G is going to be even worse. But we're doing it the right way by rolling it out and not telling you the dangerous side effects. That's the right way.
Infowars.com/show. Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Look, just don't go on Infowars anymore. Never go on Infowars. Don't mention Infowars. Don't plug Infowars. Just ignore Infowars, and we can get you in the White House. We can get you meeting Trump. We can get you meeting all the people. We can get you in D.C. We can get you on air. We can make you big. But you just have to just leave Infowars. Never go on Infowars. Don't mention Infowars. Just ignore Infowars. No, that's not the offer that was made to me. They learned a long time ago they can't buy me up. But that is what many others out there have heard. And I'll be honest with you. I actually like a lot of these people, and I'm not going to name names. You can make assumptions, but it's fine. It's just funny because you can see it, and then you never see him again on here, and that's perfectly fine. But just know that's a sacrifice some people make. You've seen it with Alex Jones. Oh, just don't have Alex on again. You'll stay relevant. You'll get all the promotion. That's fine. Just leave us out in the cold. I happen to be a very warm body, so that's fine with me, and I know how to start a fire. And I kind of like it anyway. It's like solitude. But that's what you get. Final segment here before we go to the full video of me going to the pedo headquarters here in Austin, Texas, and being kicked out and mistreated by the manager. Just great stuff. Just gold. We're going to roll that entire exclusive video as we come up in the next segment. Let me hit a couple of these news stories, though. Teen Vogue recently tweeted this out with a story they just wrote. Can't end poverty without ending capitalism. Do you know how unbelievably ridiculous that is? And that notion is so, I mean, the only system that allows you to escape poverty is capitalism. There is no other system that allows you to escape poverty except capitalism. And here's Teen Vogue brainwashing its young audience a total lie. The only way to end poverty is capitalism. Unbelievable. And then the story is everything you need to know about capitalism. And, you know, just, you know, capitalism is bad. We need communism. Even though everywhere you go where there's communism, there's total poverty. You come to America, highest standard of living, such exorbitant wealth. And this is the crazy thing. They even say there's so much exorbitant wealth in America. We hate it. Yeah, because of capitalism. They say, yeah, but look at the income inequality. Because of high taxes, because of manufacturing being shipped to communist countries where they can keep them poor because there's no minimum wage. But leave it to Teen Vogue to say capitalism causes poverty. Unreal. The only system that allows anyone to escape poverty is capitalism. Unbelievable. And, you know, I wish there were more people out there like The Rock, who really politically seems to be a centrist or a populist, who will always tell you the story about his life and growing up and even in college. Now, I'm not saying everybody can be The Rock, but at least, you know, he says the truth. He says, even if you have $0 in your pocket, you can still make it in America. Even though you could be dead broke on the streets, you can still make it in America if you have a dream and you have the will and the desire to actually chase the dream. But Teen Vogue says, capitalism is the reason for poverty. Really? Why don't you go to a communist socialist country and see what poverty's all about? In America, with capitalism, you can build a damn kingdom. You can go from nothing to something only in America. Only in America. No other country can you do that except maybe in athletics or entertainment. In America, you can do anything. You can go from zero and be an inventor. You can go from zero and be a star in anything. Sports, acting, whatever. You can, it is crazy. You can work your way up in business. So I just think it's sad that Teen Vogue is brainwashing teens against capitalism, but who's surprised? And then you have Ocasio-Cortez, the loving socialist Democrat who's the new darling of the Democrat Party, who's never even won an election, but she's really bright.
In fact, I think she just had her brightest shining star moment ever on Jimmy Kimmel this week. Guys, let's roll Ocasio-Cortez really flexing her intellect.
A 10-time incumbent, a guy who just assumed that he was going to win, and you came out of nowhere. You were working as a bartender and decided that it would be a good idea to run for office. It's really one of the most remarkable stories I've ever heard. Do you stop and think about this from time to time and go,
yeah,
I can't believe this is happening?
Yeah.
A year ago?
Oh, yeah. People just lose their mind. They're like, wait. It's like back in the day. When,
yeah.
Like, when people will be like, is this real? And it's like, yeah, no, it's
in the party.
Yeah. They do. And it's, yeah.
In their own hometown.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if it's because we're from the Bronx. It's like exotic to us or something. She was like, yeah, no, my husband is a huge fan of yours. Motion activated tchotchke behind me that's like singing Jingle Bells actually is, you know, and they're telling me, you know, and, you know, they said, you know, that's right, you're, and I kind of grew up.
In that mid.
Well, you know, I think me kind of typing into my phone, put it in your cell phone calendar, you know, but also it means that we need to also have
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, everyone. We'll be right back.
Like, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for office. Like, yeah, bro. Of course, that's, you know, edited out. But I don't know. I don't think I think you could take probably a whole week of my broadcasts and not have me saying like and yeah that much. I don't know. Maybe not. But there's Cortez, the future of the Socialist Democrat Party. Really tuned in. Like, I mean, you know, it's funny because I could imagine myself in Congress debating these people, but I can't see what she's going to do in Congress. What is she going to do? Just cry for more socialist policies? Like, come on, bro. We need, like, less income inequality for sure. How are you going to do that? Like, come on, man. Anyway, Kamala Harris has the solution, though. You could get $6,000 a year under this California senator's new plan. American families making less than $100,000 a year could be eligible for a monthly tax credit of up to $500 or $6,000 a year under new legislation announced Thursday by Democrat Senator Kamala Harris of California. Under $100,000 a year, but this is how the cost of living in California is unbelievable. But that's what you get in Democrat-run states. You know, the cost of living in anything socialist is going to be more expensive. That's what they don't get. That's why it creates more poverty. But they just don't seem to get that. So they're just going to give you money now and create more poverty. $100,000 a year or less. This is not how the government was designed, folks. By the way, pull up California's state deficit. I believe California is still number one in deficit. Okay, number one in debt. I believe it's in front of Illinois and New York. So good luck with that. Hi, I'm in debt, billions of dollars. Would you like some free money? Real winning formula there. Trump says he is considering sending the military to the border if Mexico doesn't help. Where Mexico did actually send their military to potentially try to stop these people. They'll probably just escort them to our border, though. But this was the solution from Zero Hour. Send the military. And one of the migrants at the border faked being an unaccompanied minor. It was actually an adult. Oh, wow. We've never heard that before. Oh, wait. Yeah, we do every time. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. All right. When we come back on the other side, the exclusive unaired video, I go to the Beto headquarters in Austin, Texas, and the NPCs come out, the demons come out, and the manager, or so-claimed manager of the Beto headquarters, tries to kick me out. You're not going to want to miss this. It's on the other side. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Hey, my friend. Well, what's your name?
Owen Torres from InfoWars. What's your name?
Owen, how's it going?
Going good.
I'm just going to ask you to leave.
Okay. Thank you for asking. I'm going to stay.
All right. Understood.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. Do you want to try to get me to vote Beto? No. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I could go either way. I mean, my president said he's Lion Ted Cruz, so I'm not going to rush to the polls to vote for Lion Ted. So I'm an open vote. Beto said he could negotiate with Trump. Beto said that, he would make deals with Trump. So I'm open-minded here, but I need a little convincing, and I'm just not getting it. So what do you think, guys? You think he's going to call the cops? Boy, that'll be fun. That'll be real fun. Yeah, like, dude, wow. That's really going to hurt me. The cops coming. Okay, so we'll see what happens. So now I have to stay at least to see what these people do next. Excuse me, ma'am, you want to try to convince me to vote Beto today?
Sure, come on in.
Come on in?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm coming in. I'm coming in, and here's what we're going to do. This is it, folks. This is the big finale.
Oh,
all right.
Please.
All right, this lady invited me in. She said you guys will try to convince me to vote Beto. No?
No.
Okay, fine. How about, can I just get some, lawn signs, please? Can I get some Beto lawn signs? Where would I go for that?
Come on.
Okay.
We all got they're $5 a piece. How many do you want?
$5 a piece? Let me see here. Let me get, can I get 10 of them?
We have 10. We have 10.
Do you have 10 Beto signs?
That's the max.
That's the max?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a max on how many Beto signs you can get?
Yeah, we do.
That doesn't make sense. Why would you have a max? I'm donating to the campaign.
You're going to need to leave the building.
I'm donating to the campaign.
We don't care. Please leave the building right now.
Sir, I'm donating to the Beto campaign here.
I'm going to need you to leave the building immediately.
Okay, why are you telling me to leave the building?
I'm going to need you to leave the building.
All right, can I at least get my yard signs?
No, you're going to
can I at least get my yard signs?
Sir, you're going to need to leave right now.
All right, can I at least get my yard signs?
Sir, no, you can't.
Why are you asking me to leave?
Sir, I'm going to need you to leave
the building. Why are you asking me
right now?
Who are you again?
Sir, you're going to need to leave the building.
Why are you asking me to leave?
Go.
Why are you asking me to leave? I'm an open voter. No. I want to buy Beto yard signs. Why won't you sell me a Beto yard sign?
You can't buy them. You're going to have to leave.
Why won't you sell me a sign? I'm trying to help the campaign.
You're going to need to leave the building right now.
I'm trying to help the campaign.
You're going to need to leave the building right now.
Okay, so you're asking me to leave the building. Why?
Yes, leave the building.
Why? No, I just want to know why.
Out, leave the building.
Am I being violent?
Leave the building.
Have I done anything illegal?
You're on private property and you need to leave.
Have I done anything illegal?
You need to leave right now.
Is this your property?
You need to leave right now.
Do you pay the rent?
You need to leave right now.
Do you pay the rent?
Sir, you need to leave right now.
Okay, if your manager or whoever pays the rent here wants me to leave, you can send them here. But that's not you.
I manage the office. You need to leave.
Okay.
I'm a representative of the campaign.
Okay, really? Okay, so let me ask you as the manager, why are you telling me to leave?
Leave right now.
Why?
All right.
No, I'm just... Okay, so you can't answer the question. So that's fine. So I haven't done anything illegal. I was invited in, and I'm trying to actually buy yard signs, and they won't even sell me the yard signs.
How can I help you?
I haven't been violent. I've done nothing illegal, and I'm now being kicked out, even though I was invited in and I wanted to buy a yard sign. Actually, I wanted to buy 10 of them, and I would have bought more, and then they said that there's a limit, which is probably not true. But so that's fine. So now he wants to call the police. All I wanted to do was buy a yard sign.
127.
That's all I wanted to do. I know there's at least one. Oh, yeah. Do we have any left, folks? You saw it on tape. Do we have any left? Literally hundreds, probably thousands. And here I'd purchase 20. I'd buy 20 of them. But they said they didn't have any. Then they said there's a limit. Here there are thousands. I was invited in. I've been nice. I haven't been violent. I've done nothing illegal. In fact, I haven't even voted. I could vote Beto, and now they're going to kick me out. So they lied to me, and then they're going to kick me out. And that's how you guys are going to win in November, huh? Good luck with that. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we did.
As they call the cops, they've just lost any potential that I vote Beto. So here you go. Owen Schroyer for Infowars.com. I was invited in. I was trying to have conversations. I was polite with these people. I tried to ask them to convince me to vote Beto. They didn't do it. They let Beto down. Then I come in. I'm going to donate to Beto's campaign. I'm going to buy lawn signs. First they say they don't have any. That's a lie. Then they say there's a limit. That's probably a lie. And then they call the cops on me. And there's all the Beto signs that I would have bought. I had the money, I would have bought them, and they rejected it. So they just lost money for Beto, they just lost more Beto signs out there, they just lost a potential Beto voter, and then this video is going to be seen by millions of people in Texas, and it's going to hurt Beto's campaign. So good job, buddy. Real good job.
You're welcome.
You just lost the campaign. You just lost the election for Beto. Way to go. So I hope that people learn from this. If you want to win politically, you don't censor free speech and you don't lie to people. And you certainly need to have a conversation on how to convince them or why they should vote for your candidate. They failed on all of those grounds here today. So I'll go ahead and leave. I'm going to wait for the police to show up just because I think it's going to be funny. But there you go. Good. I hope you guys learned that you probably now just lost the election for Beto. Millions of people are going to see this video where I get invited in, I try to donate to the campaign, and you guys kick me out. Real classic stuff. Real classic stuff from a Beto campaign office.
Hey, so what were you going to do when you got my license plate, dude? What were you going to do? Huh? What were you going to do when you got the license plate? Seriously, what were you going to do? You tried to get my license plate. What were you going to do? You're upset that the cops didn't want to come here? So you thought you'd get my license plate and try to dox me? Huh? Nothing to say? You're a real great representation of the Beto campaign. You know, maybe I'll just let the people know what you just did. How would you like that, huh? Oh, yeah?
No.
This guy just tried to get my license plate and dox me. Just thought you guys should know. This guy right here. So now everyone has your face, bud. That's what you get. So there you go, folks. Excuse me. You know, that's why I have to park far away from these things. I have to run to my car now because my door's open. But that guy followed me just like they always do. So we had our eyes peeled. But see, this is what I had to do because of that guy. I had to leave my car out here. Sorry about that. Sorry. Just had a guy trying to be violent to me. Sorry. So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now look, you saw what happened. I'm pulling out of my car. Pulling out. Let me just park it real quick so I can explain. Pulling out, about to leave, and I see that guy following me. Now, he tried to stay undercover so that I wouldn't see him, and he was hiding behind these cars, but I knew he was there, and then as soon as I reversed, and he had this angle of my car, he came running to the vehicle to try to grab a picture of the license plate so that they could dox me. So there you go. And I caught him doing it, and he ran away scared. And you saw him. But you know what? I'll give him another chance at the license plate. That's what I'll do. He wants to get a picture of my license plate so he can try to dox me? Let's let him. Because I'm not afraid of this scum. And he's going to lose the campaign for Beto, but that's perfectly fine. So you know what? He wants a picture of my license plate. He can have it. So you watch this. Here you go, bud. Yeah, there he goes. No, come on. Get the license plate, dude. Come on, get the license plate like you wanted. Come on, man. No, come get the license plate. It's right here for you. Come on, man. Make sure you get it, guys. He's typing the license plate down. There he goes. Yeah, make sure you get the license plate, bro. Now he's calling the police. Yeah, call the police. He locks the door. I'm not trying to come in. Call the police. I'll tell them what you did. Yeah, go ahead and call the police. Let's see how they like what you did, trying to steal, get my license plate information, following me around. So these people think I'm scared of them, man. I'm not scared of this scum. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. They do. They can't win an intellectual battle. They cannot win an intellectual battle. So they want to dox you and bully you and threaten you with violence. And so that's what they do, and that's what we witnessed here today. So that's fine. You go ahead and take my license plate. You've tried to call the cops on me 5 different times. There he goes. Look at this. In fact, you know what? Maybe I should actually sit here and file a police report against that guy for trying to get my license plate. In fact, here are the cops. Perfect. Let's do this right now. Here we go. Cops are here. So that's fine. So I'm going to talk to the cops about this guy right here. And we'll see how he likes that.